Darren Williams has not had the greatest December, being the subject of scrutiny for his play throughout the season. But last Sunday, he rebounded with a vengeance, notching a key interception and helping keep the Bengals' wideouts from making many big plays, just 1 week after he sat out the Cardinals game with injuries.
It's great. Competitor, come back, play, get over the valley and come back. He's got that in him. I mean, that's not a surprise. Okay, it's part of being a corner in this league.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is. So part of his maturation.
And another part of Williams' growth has been learning to accept what's said about him.
You know, they're going to always point the finger at me, and it's cool. This has been more of a learning experience for me. You know, it's kind of good that, you know, I done had, you know, a couple games where I ain't play as well as I could play to get out of that media, because it makes you that much stronger as a player to come out here and block that out. It really be mental toughness.
But he doesn't find out about the criticism by himself. Rather, it's by proxy.
I don't read the newspaper. I don't get on the internet or nothing and check on what they saying about me. It's just my family. You know, I hate when my mom and people in my family, you know, call me and be like, you know, keep your head up. Don't worry what they saying. I be like, what are they saying? And they tell me stuff they saying. You know, it's kind of sad just how people think that way. You know, it's come with the position of corner. It's just like quarterback.
You got to ignore that. It has nothing to do with it. You got to believe in yourself, you know, and that's know what that position requires and believe in it. You got a great coach in Slow, and we worked with him great, and we're fortunate to have both of them.
Williams has learned much in his 2 years in the NFL, but learning how to cut out the chatter and focus on the job has been the most important lesson of all.
That is the hardest, because in college, you really don't get college. They say the NFL is more about team, but it's kind of more about individual, too. They always point out individuals. Like, when a guy doing good, they're going to make sure that guy doing good. When a guy doing bad, they're going to point the finger at him. When guys like Deion and Rod Woodson, you know, when they say stuff bad about me, you know, I really take that to heart, because these guys played the position, they know. So it just made me go out there and get better. But when guys who never played the position talk about it, it kind of make me mad more than when they say something. When they say something, I respect it, because they have played the position, they was, you know, good at it. But when other guys who never played it say stuff, it kind of really makes me upset.
But on Sunday, he channeled that into a big day, which the Broncos hope he can repeat on New Year's Eve. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.